Test 81, Section 3, Question 13. Now, with this one, we are looking for the flaw. And the passage says, my colleague says we should reject this act because it would deter investment. The colleague says reject it because it will deter investment. But because in the past she voted for legislation that inhibited investment, this surely is not the real reason she opposes the act. Because in the past she voted against stuff that would have, voted for stuff that inhibited investment. That's not her reason. Since she has not revealed her real reason, it must not be very persuasive. So she hasn't said her real reason, so we should vote to approve the act. Okay, so this has all kinds of flaws. This is one where I thought, oh, wow, yeah, there's some problems here. On the largest scale, essentially it's saying, because we don't have a reason to accept it, we should reject it. So essentially the argument. So it's saying she says we should reject, but her reasoning isn't good, so therefore we should accept. That's basically a lack of evidence for a position does not create evidence against it, or in other words, for the opposing side. But you also have some other flaws in here, that just because she's voted in the past to inhibit investment, that she can't have a reason to do that here. It could have been that there were other reasons why she did it. It also assumes that because she hasn't revealed her real reason, it's not a good one, which is a flaw. There's just all kinds of flaws in this one. A treats personal character trait as if it were evidence of professional viewpoint of the person. I don't think it was that. Fails to address the grounds on which the colleague claims the act should be rejected. Actually, it does address the grounds to some degree. It's kind of saying, you know, it does at least touch on it, but maybe, if everything else is bad. Presumes without justification that colleagues' opposition to the act is the minority position. No, it doesn't presume that it's the minority position. Presumes without justification that voters will oppose. We don't care about what the voters do. Fails to consider that the colleagues' opposition to the act may be a response to the constituents' wishes. Well, yeah, I mean, it does kind of fail to consider that, but it doesn't really matter. It's not about whether they're following their constituents. It's about whether or not the act is a good idea. So in this case, I kind of am going back to B. Fails to address the grounds on which the colleague claims the act should be rejected. Well, yeah, it also never addresses the issue of whether or not it will or won't deter investment. And so in the end, it just distracts us from a lot of things. And so therefore, B is our best response. That wasn't one of the flaws that I was thinking of originally, but this one has enough flaws that we had a lot of ground to cover. So answer choice B is going to be our best response to this one.